he atshuva. Before we have to know what we're supposed to do. Mahi atshuva. Hu sheyazov hachoy techetoy v'yasiru mimachshavtoy. He has to leave, stop doing the chet, and he has to remove it from his mind. He shouldn't be wanting to do the chet anymore. V'yigmar b'liboy shelo yaseyu oid. And he has to decide, make the Kabbalah, that he won't do it again. Shneema Yazov Rosha Darkov Ish Ovin Machshavoisov. That's why known for the posse is to remove it from his mind. But, so, number one is Aziva, which the Rambam is Koilel in the Kabbalah, not to do the Avera again, together with Aziva. Number two, Vechein. Yisnachim al she'ovar shenema ki achrei shuvi nechamti. He should be mischarit, is to regret that he did the aveira. As it says in the pasuk, achrei shuvi nechamti. Nechamti means I regretted what I did. I have a different mindset. Rashi says nechama. Rashi says in Chumash nechama bekol mokay means to think a different thought. So let's say Nichum Avelim, the Avel's all upset because he's thinking how terrible it is that his father was Nifta or his mother was Nifta or something. And Nichum Avelim is to make him think about it in a different way, in a more positive way. So Ashkenazim say something very interesting, a brocha to an oven and say, "Hamokim yilachem eschem b'ser shah aveinit ziyud v'Yerushalayim." What's that nogea? Aveinit ziyud v'Yerushalayim to the oven. You know, it's not Tisha B'Av now. Why do we say Hamokim? So it's a regalachas because we're saying that the Rebbeinu Shem has bigger cheshbonos than just your little, your own personal tragedy, and it fits into an overall pattern of the history of the world, and it's Gamzula Toiva. That's Be'etzim what we're saying. Like, ultimately, the Avelitzi of Yerushalayim is ultimately Gamzula Toiva. Svadim give a brocha min ha-shamayim to Nuchamu. So, trying to give a different way of thinking. So, over here, Achrei Shuvi Nichamti. What's Nechama here? Nechama here means to be mischarit. And you see here what I said last week, the Rambam's learning over here, Al Kolponim, Tshuva means Aziva, Be'etzem, but there's a process. V'yoyed olav yodea talumet shlo yoshuv l'ze achet la'olam. And the one who knows all hidden things, Dainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be made that he will never come back to this chet. Shneema v'lo noima oid Eloheinu Eloheinu l'maase odeinu. There, so all that is charata. Historically, his vadas bisvaso v'lo min yono iselu shekama v'libo, and he has to be misvade. Number three is vidu. Now, there's lots and lots in this Rambam. We're going to have to look a bit more, means Hashem, exactly what it means, Aziva, practically speaking, which is what this whole Vad is about. Practically speaking, what does it mean, Sheyazo Vachet? What does it mean, Yasiru Mimachshavtoi? What is Charota? How do we do Charota? What does it mean? It's one of the big questions. Does it mean that he has to be Mekabel on himself, such a Kabbalah, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be made that he'll never come back to this chet again? Which pashtus, Rebbeinu Shel Olam is only going to be made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, which is only going to be made if the guy won't be chosen to the chet. Which a person then says to himself, what? If I'm chosen to the chet after I did tshuva, so lechora, the tshuva is no good. So that needs a beer. And even without this Rambam, the shayla has been koyma oymed. If a person does tshuva, and then afterwards he's choyser to the chet, is the tshuva bottle? tshuva not bottle. We'll have to see. But then the interesting thing is here he says v'sorchli svadus bisvasov v'loima inyonus edu shagoma belibo. He says vidui means not only saying chotosi. He says over here he says vidui is to say all these things out, the aziva and charata. So it's interesting. On Yom Kippur, we have a nusach for vidui. We have a nusach for vidui. We said this morning a nusach for vidui. But on Yom Kippur, we have mamish nusach for klor vidui. Where do we say charata and aziva? Actually, I'll call part of this is the basis of tshuva. What I wanted to say from today. So before we get into the protein of Aziva, Kabbalah, Charata, Vidui, which we're going to look at each one in Mirtz Hashem, there's something one has to understand. People have a big mistake about tshuva. Mashgiach said in the Zvadim on tshuva, the first thing is a person has to know. You want to do any mitzvah, you need to allot time for it. Some mitzvahs require more time, some mitzvahs require less time. If a person wants to say Kriyat Shema, mitzvah says the Deraisa, he has to have it. It takes a certain amount of time to say the Etzem Kriyat Shema. Some people can say it in a minute, 2 minutes. Some people take a bit longer. But you need to allot time. You want to put on tefillin. People have a big mistake. They don't realize that putting on tefillin takes time. So if Shachris starts at, let's say, 8 o'clock, you're going to a Shachris at 8 o'clock, then Be'etzem, you have to put on your tefillin before Shachris, normally, before the allotted time. How long does it take you to put on tefillin? Just the etzim putting on tefillin takes be'erech 2 minutes. If you're going to make a bit more of an asik from it, it could take about 3 minutes. It takes time. So if you come at 8 o'clock, and let's say you're davening in a minyan where they start with brachas, then and you haven't put on your tefillin yet, you come at 8 o'clock, so you're already behind time. So if you come to a place where they take a long time till they get to Baruch Hu, and you're able to say everything much quicker, okay. But in your own cheshbon, you have to make a cheshbon, okay. You want to get to Baruch Hu with the tzibur? So some people will answer, lav davke, just get to Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. Okay. So how long does it take you from the beginning of davening, wherever you decide to start davening, till you get to Shmoneh Esrei? 6 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, right? And don't forget, you also have to include putting on your tefillin. So that takes time. It takes a certain amount of time. Now, if you don't have tefillin, and you want to get tefillin, or let's say something else, which nobody has. Nobody has dalet minim. In other words, every year you have to buy yourself a new set of dalet minim. It takes a certain amount of time to get dalet minim. You have to allot time for it. So you might be one of these people who nowadays, since we have everything is convenience, this and online and v'chula v'chula, I'm sure that in America you can get dalet minim online, brought to your door. Pashas you probably get even. They'll bring it to shul on the first day Yom Tov, all ready for you to take, and you just have to stand there and here you are, sir, make the bracha, and they'll give it to you straight away, mistava, but it maybe they'll still only they're only holding by giving it, bring it to your door on Erev Yom Tov, you know, and you click on the thing, which level you want and how much you're paying, you put your credit card number in and v'chula, and even that takes a certain amount of time. Ma'od, if you want to go and actually be tereach for the mitzvah and go and find yourself dalad minim, so that takes time. Sometimes, quite often, if you want really muhudadika stuff, it can take a long time. So you have to allot time. You want to build a sukkah, so you need time. Mitzvahs take time. You want to eat matzah. The kiyum of mitzvah says you're eating matzah. Well, that takes time. Okay, everybody sits down by a Lel Seder and sort of has the time, but it takes time, right? It takes at least 2 minutes if you can manage to eat two kzesim in 2 minutes, not poshut. 4 minutes, 9 minutes, it takes time. Mitzvahs take time. People have a big mistake. They think the tshuva is different. You don't realize, if you want to do the mitzvah of tshuva, you need to allot time for it. And the allotting time for tshuva is more doimer to going to buy your dalad minim. Because the time you need to allot for it is primarily the hachona for tshuva. And that cannot be done on Yom Kippur. You have to sit down before Yom Kippur. Why? Because a person has to decide, if he wants to do tshuva, what are you doing tshuva for? He'll say, everything. Well, then I'll ask you, okay, pashtus, you need to do aziva. How are you going to do aziva for everything? Which averas, aziva means something's got to change. So everything's going to change. How? What is going to be different before aziva and after aziva? The mind is a person fooling himself. Everything's going to. Well, you're going to be a tzadik gomor. So afidatim salayim, you're going to be a tzadik gomor. So can you please tell me exactly how you have to be misnaig in every aspect of things? You know, dalach el keshulchanok completely, you know everything, and it's just a matter of changing your bechira? No. And let's look more practically. Let's take quite a popular aveira. Forgetting to make a bracha achroid. It's quite a popular aveira. So you want to do tshuva for forgetting a bracha achroida, which, number one, you need aziva. In your list of everything, did you realize you're forgetting a bracha achroida? Okay, well now you tell me, yes, okay. What's going to change? How's it going to change? I'm always going to remember a bracha achroida. You are? Well, why did something change? You didn't forget a bracha achrona till now, b'mezid. That's impossible. You can't forget to make a bracha achrona. You can't forget to make a bracha b'mezid. And I don't believe anybody here decided b'mezid, I'm going to eat and not make a bracha achrona. And now I'm going to change my mahalach, and I'm going to be mekabel, and I will make a bracha achrona. That's the thing. Elamai, there are reasons why you forget to make a bracha achrona. So how are you going to change it? So if we come to aziva, real aziva, we need to focus on the specific averas and what is going to change. So that means a person needs to set aside some time and think through, realistically speaking, what averas has he done and how is he going to change? Number two, how are you need to spend time, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk about it more, how to get Harota. You just don't get Harota. And when it comes to the Vidui, okay, that also takes time. But that's plugged into the program of Yom Kippur. So assuming you're going to daven everything that it says in the Machzor on Yom Kippur, so mimeila, you will be misvade. It takes time to be misvade, but nothing else to do on Yom Kippur anyway, so you might as well be misvade. That also takes time. But are you going to be misvade a proti sticker for Avera? We'll talk about that There is an inyan of being misvade for averus protios, not just to say the nusach hashamnu. Chayodom says that hashamnu is masuda lefi the say the aleph base, and it's kedai to be mazkir about averus protios because hashamnu is only klolim. The whole of hashamnu is klolim. Maybe mitzashem v'soiche and motzi shabbos shuva. Maybe we'll go through the nusach of hashamnu and try to understand what we're saying there. But there, even when it says gozalnu, which lechayr is an avera protis, it's not. It's all klalim, because you see that every other lashon there is a klalistic lashon. So if you want to do tshuva for, let's say you didn't make brach achroino, you want to be a mizvade, so you have to say Berachti or chalti below brocha lefonel v'acharei or something like that, or shochachti levarich brocha achroina. If you want to put in tashin, wherever you want to think. So in order to
say it in English,
you could say it in English. Yeah, we'll talk about all these things much more detailed when we get there. But you need to plan that because. Sit there on Yom Kippur and start saying Oshamnu, so at that point you're going to think, oh, Averus with an Aleph, Ochalti, okay, Ochalti Blei Bracha, Ochalti Dvarim Asurim, Ochalti Tevel in Eretz Yisrael, can't think of any more. Okay, base. Berachti b'lo kavana. Can't do any more. You know, you can't do that on Yom Kippur. You have to prepare it before Yom Kippur. You have to see how. I'll give you answers how to prepare it. So you need time, b'kitzur. So you need to sit down and make a cheshbon. Which averus are you going to do tshuva for? And don't say hakoil, because you're not going to be able to do tshuva for everything, and we're going to see how we'll do tshuva for everything, but hakoil doesn't mean anything, because you've got to be specific. You've got to say, look, I have done these averus. The first thing in Oshamnu means we were guilty. I was... A good few years ago, somebody asked me to write a little article. They were putting out something for Tisha B'Av. So I wrote a shtickle about the Shorish of Sinas Chinam. I brought a nice gon, a very interesting gon, and I said at the end of it, if we see that the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt, I wrote like this: perhaps we are still guilty of the averas which caused the Churban. Now the editor was a lady. She came back to me and said, you can't use the word guilty. Guilty gives people goose pimples. No, we can't have the word guilty. You have to change that sentence. So I said to I don't understand. What happens on Yom Kippur? How do people be misvada? Lo Yoshamnu? Hoshamnu! Can't use the word guilty. What does Hoshamnu mean? Hoshamnu means we're guilty. If she knows what the Ramban says of Hoshamnu, it's even worse. But okay. The Sipurnoi says, where it says always by Averas, Va'oshem, he says the first thing a person needs to know to do tshuva is that he didn't Avera. If you don't do any averus, then how can you do tshuva? And if we'll ask people during the year, do you do averus? Are you an avarian? Are you guilty of a lot of bad things? Me? I don't do any averus. I'm a tzaddik. Over here, I see you forgot a brocha achroina. Yeah, that was honors. And over here, it is. I think it's a bit makel. Aveiro. A-V-E-R-O. Aveiro. No, I don't do Averas. I'm not so frum, okay? I'm not as frum. What do you want me to be? A big tzaddik? I'm not such a big tzaddik yet. we do aveiras. Then it's not shayach tshuva. Tshuva, the first thing is to realize I did aveiras. So you can't say I'm doing tshuva for everything. What aveiras are you doing tshuva for? Okay, so you need to sit down, you need to set aside some time before Yom Kippur for planning your cheshvan nefesh. Which aveiras have you done? Now, a person will say to myself, okay, just like we tried to think of the aveiras that feed the Seder Aleph base, and we couldn't think of many aveiras, and I happen to know a nusuk, which I, that's why I said Ochalti, I know already those, but there are lots more. Now, how am I just going to sit down and make a cheshvan which aveiras I did? So there are a few standard aveiras which a person may well come up with. Okay, bittul Torah, which we don't really hold an aveira. Not such a masmid. A shmooze a bit during Seder. No, is it really an aveira? An aveira? I'm not such a masmid. Do we feel bad ever for schmoozing during Seder? When you feel bad, you schmooze the whole Seder, you come to Shiva, you don't know what's flying because you think, so you feel you wasted time. You know? You feel, if a person ate chazer, gezeis chazer, then pashas, everybody in this room would feel really bad. But a bittul Torah, no, we don't feel the same. There was sometimes people feel a bit bad and think, when by accident, they bump into the light switch and they switch the light on or off on Shabbos and they feel all bad, and that's not even aveira. Why do you feel so bad? It's chilul Shabbos. Nobody here would ever take out a match on Shabbos morning and light the thing. That is aveira. If you do it, biyoidin, right? So if you by accident switch on the thing, misasik, it's not aveira. Zelomai, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, there is something called a Vidui Proti, which I mentioned before. There is an Indian of being Misvadeh with Averis Protius, the Fi Seder Aleph Beis. There are a couple of Nuschos of Viduyim Protiim. One is from the Chidah. The Chai Odom has a few, when he gives the Dugma in Oshamnu, but there's the Chidah Vidui Proti, which is much longer, it's quite long. Is also from the father of the Shloah Kodesh Al Kolponim. those Nuschas go through all the major Averas which a person did. Now, there used to be somebody here, Rabbi Yitzhak Kagan. He's the guy who comes and writes out the shailas by my shmuz. It's quite an amazing thing what he does. Shasmai, he puts out all these shailas, if you saw them already, and I think the Yikir is the extra credit shailas which he has on the after thing. But anyway, you'll see what I mean when you get another couple of shmuz. Al Kolponim, he translated the Chidah's Vidui Proti into English. And what I recommend is the easiest way to make a cheshvan nefesh is take his thing. If you don't need the English, then you can find the Chidah in different places in Lashon HaKodesh. But you take his kuntras. I just actually spoke to him this morning because he came to yeshiva with his two twins having a chalakah today. So he said he has to reprint it. And it'll be available in to yeshiva in a few days. Take Chidah's Vidui Proti and just look through, and you go through each one. And you say, okay, Ochalti Lebrocha, did I, didn't I? I need to do something about that. The next one, the next one, the next one. There are things like Boalti Be'ilo Sasurois. Okay, a person has to think, Baalti Minasansar, Baruch Hashem, I don't think I did that. Okay, Vaita, you know, Aishis Ish, it's also with an Aleph. No, she wasn't married. So we can go Vaita. So the ones you didn't do, there are some things there which he put in which are really only Mekubalim understand. messing up tzinoiras and zachim and oinomas and all sorts of things which are defiled in what he's talking about. So forget anything like that. I don't think he translated those things which are not, you know, way. If there are things which are not nogea, go weiter and look through the whole list and think, number, maybe check off things which are nogea, things which you feel you're actually nichshal in. That's the first thing, and we're going to see the next thing is we can't do the cheshvan till next week because I haven't finished what I'm telling you. First thing is you go through the whole thing and see what were you nichshal in, and that helps first of all because it gives you a picture that we're talking about averus, we're talking about something real, we're not talking about, you know, coolers and I'm a big tzaddik and etc., etc. We still have to look at something else when we're making this cheshvan, Yitz Hashem, next week. We'll talk about that. But I want to tell you one other nekuda. When a person goes through a whole list of averus and it comes out that it's gan shayach, that there's a good number, 50, 100 averus, maybe more, which are lemaisa, when he starts to think about it, yes, I was nichshal in this, I was nichshal in this, I was nichshal in this. I want to tell you two things, actually. There's a letter which they miyachis to the Rambam. I don't know if it really is, but they say it's from the Rambam. And there was a certain tzaddik in his Rambam's time who asked the Rambam the following shaila. He says, I know that over the whole last year I did not do one avera. Do I need to be misvadeh on Yom Kippur? And the Rambam writes back to him and says that be'etzim, if you understand the oimek of avodas Hashem, you were over every single avera in certain bechinas, and for the fact that you think that you were never over avera over the whole year, ain't tzadik moritz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechta. Who knows if you can ever do tshuva for that havamina that you're such a big balkaiva or whatever it is. Aye, so what does that mean? Look, as I said, there are different averas, there are certain averas which maybe you know Chloe didn't do, but there's a bechina of it. Now, I'm not telling you to look at that aspect. But there could be certain bechinas of averus which a person does, which may be in machshava, maybe in eistaklus, which is a bechina of arayas or bechina of this. That's one thing. But the major thing I want to tell you is as follows. Persons can say, when I go through all this and I see that I've done so many averus, I get totally tzibrochen. You're not meant to get tzibrochen. Tshuva is a mitzvah to do besimcha. Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says, "Lahoyu yomim tovim Yisrael ki Yom Kippur." Yom Kippur is a day of mali simcha. It's a hard day. We have to fast and v'chulam. It's not a day of miut simcha. It's a day of Yom Tov, and one's chayv in simcha. Tshuva is a mitzvah that you have to do besimcha. But I'll tell you something else. If you don't do it besimcha, you'll never be mitaken anything. If the result of your tshuva is depression, you'll never be mitaken anything. Moshe lemar dover doyme. Two people have tremendous headaches. One of them has some little bit of ideas in medicine, and he feels what his headache is, and he looks up online, and he starts trying to figure out what he has, and he thinks that he's certain this is a major brain tumor. And he's very worried and very nervous. The other guy knows nothing. He's got headaches. They both go to the doctor. The one with the brain tumor comes in. Well, the one who thinks he's got a brain tumor comes to the doctor, says, "Taki, it's not so poshut. These simonim, we have to do a whole barrage of tests, MRIs, v'chula, v'chula, and then we'll see what the matzav is." The other guy comes in thinking he'll just get a free prescription of Tylenol. Maybe the doctor will tell him to go sleep a bit earlier, and the doctor says the same thing. These are not poshut simonim. What? MRIs? What? I just got a headache, doctor. No, this is not poshut. A Zasort headache needs to be checked out very seriously. They both come back. They both have brain tumors. The first guy comes in, and the doctor says to him, "Mr. Ploini, all these things was clear. You have a tumor, but the tumor is Baruch Hashem on the side of the brain which we can operate. First we'll have to do a certain amount of chemo, and we'll have to do a certain amount of radio therapy, and then we'll be able to operate. Basically, there's a 90% chance that you'll come out completely okay. There is about a 5% chance that something could, you might not come out 100% okay, and I have to tell you the fact, there is a 5% chance that you may not survive. The guy goes out besimcha, because he thought he's got a tumor, and the doctor's just going to tell him 2 months or 3 months, and that's it. And now he hears 90% chance of cure, 5% sakana, and a 5% of real sakana. No, 90% chance. So he thought that it was mamash, he was finished. The other guy, who thought he just had a little headache, just needs Tylenol, what? Brain tumor. But you have 90% chance of chemo. He comes out completely sobrochen. The shayla is the difference between them. They were exactly the same, lemaisa. The difference between them is how they went into the doctor. How do you go into the process of tshuva? If you go into the process of this cheshvan nefesh thing, I'm a big tzaddik. So then when you start thinking, well, when you realize that I'm not such a big tzaddik, you did something, and then you get kutzabrochen. If you realize, well, don't be stupid, you're not a big tzaddik. We all do averus. Ain't tzaddik morit tzashay yasitov. Everybody does averus. Tshuva is not a 90% chance of cure. Tshuva is 100% chance of cure. You're going to get cured. So you come in and you see that you've got avers and everything. This is all the mahalach of getting cured, and it doesn't hurt like chemo, or if chemo hurts, I'm not sure. Or it's not. You're not going to lose your hair and everything else. It's going to be geschmack. But realize that you're going in for a tikkun. No, I don't. If you think you're such a big tzaddik, then Elchanabi you'll get sabrochen. But don't think you're a big tzaddik. Realize, be realistic, and let's get emesty. And Bez Hashem, you're going to make a tikkun.